Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman appears to have the situation on the planet Apollo well in hand, only to find that he has virtually leaped from the frying pan into the fire.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, time's running out. Today's the very last day I'll be telling you how to get one of those slick-looking Superman Crusader rings. So if you haven't sent for your ring, you better get busy right away, because thousands of fellows and girls have already written in, and you wouldn't want to miss out, believe me. You'll want to be identified as a Superman Crusader, too, and wear this symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. And will you like the looks of this ring? It's terrific. Made of sturdy, silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. The ring's adjustable, too, so it's easy to fit right on your finger yourself. Now, to get your own Superman Crusader ring, ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't wait, gang. Remember, this is the very last day. Send for your Superman Crusader ring right away from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman. As you remember, the atmosphere on the planet Apollo, where he had come on an errand of mercy, caused Superman to lose all his strength. And with an elderly scientist named Thane, he was imprisoned by the Ra's, the tyrannical ruler of the planet. Reviving momentarily, Superman seized a lighted torch and threw it into a lake of sacred oil, having discovered that the gas created by the burning oil somehow restored his strength. But as a great sheet of flame arose, the infuriated giants hurled Superman into the blazing lake. As we continue now, a great crowd is collected in the Valley of Powers, watching in awe as the mountainous flames leap skyward, consuming the Ra's temple, and billows of black smoke darken the clouds. Curiously, the big-nosed Ra's faces Thane and Marlow, who have been captured by his giant guard. Listen.
It is you, Thane, and your daughter Lalo who are responsible for this. You who have destroyed both my temple and the spring of sacred oil.
Oh, you universal one. We meant only good.
Aye, it was our hope to revive Superman, and with his help to save all on this planet.
You hear, Ra's? Thane admits conspiring with the evil spirit. He who calls himself Superman.
He is not an evil spirit. He comes from the planet Earth to help us to save ourselves from destruction when our planet leaves its orbit and is carried into the sun.
Aye, but now Superman is gone. That means an end to us all.
Fools, think you still to trick me with this talk of our star being carried into the sun? Gods, take Thane and his daughter Lalo and this slave on the ground and cast them into the fires of my temple.
No!
Wait! Do what you will with me, but spare Lalo and the poor slave.
Farewell, traitors. And a happy journey to the star of the dead.
Stop. Put Thane and Lalo down. And Orr, too.
Who is this strange creature who drips with oil?
I know not, Ra's. He drops from the sky.
Put them down, I said.
No. Ra's has ordered.
All right. Remember, you asked for this.
Father, who is this?
Thank the stars, it's Superman.
Behold, Summer. The stranger knocks down our giants as if they were straws.
Aye, he must be another evil spirit.
Quick, Thane, Lalo, up with you.
See, Ra's, the evil spirit.
Stop him! Stop him!
Up with Ord now. There we are. Now, up and away!
We must see. We seem to fly. We must already be spirits, Father.
Oh, you're very much alive, Lalo.
I cannot understand, Superman. I thought you perished in the lake of blazing oil.
On the contrary, the fire revived me, and apparently just in time.
I thought Lalo and I had breathed our last. Tell me,
Have all men on your Earth this amazing power of flight?
No, but there's no time to go into that now, Payne. No telling how long my strength will last. Before your atmosphere weakens me again, there are things to do. First, I need a sample of your atmosphere to take with me to Earth.
To Earth?
Yes. Got to get back there at once and let our scientists try to build me some defense against your atmosphere. Then I'll come back. You, Thane, you said you had a laboratory.
Aye.
You have a pressure-proof container, perhaps this metal your mental telepathy helmets are made of, in which I can take back some of your atmosphere?
Aye, I have, in my laboratory.
Where is that?
Below there, in the woods. It was necessary to hide it from the Raz and his jealous astrologers.
Those woods down there?
Aye.
Down!
His eyes are still closed.
Don't worry about him, Lalo. Got a bad knock on the head, but he'll come around. Now, that atmosphere sample, Payne.
It is here, Superman, in this metal ball.
Good.
Listen to this, Superman. My instruments register a temperature far higher than any known here. And these on which I have attempted to gauge the action of our planet in its orbit perform strangely. I am unable to understand it.
You're probably being drawn closer to the sun every moment. There isn't a second to waste. Now, tell me. Where can I take you so you'll be safe from the Raz until I return?
Do you not take us with you to your Earth?
I wish I could, Lalo. But since I can hardly breathe on your planet, the chances are you and your father couldn't breathe at all on Earth.
Aye, that sounds reasonable.
Tell me quickly, what safe place on this planet can I take you to?
Why, let me consider...
Hurry, Thane, hurry.
Why not the village of our cousin's father?
Aye, Lalo, that is good. They will hide us there until Superman returns.
Hurry, then. Come outside and we'll get started. Where is this village of your cousin?
Beyond the distant mountains there, where lie the lake of silver mercury.
Mercury?
Aye. It was there I fashioned many of my instruments.
I see. All right. Up with the wood first.
There we are.
How are you, Lalo?
Oh, you're stronger than our giant stranger.
Only my strength holds out till I get back to Earth. Up with you now, Thane.
Come on.
All right. Hold on now. Up! Up! And away!
There is the Sea of Mercury below, and the village of our cousins lies just beyond on the side of the Black Mountain.
I see it. I'll drop you on that ridge just above the village. Down! All right, here we are. What are those queer shrill sounds?
Oh, those are the Tikas.
The what?
A Tika creature is half bird, half fish, Superman. It lives both in the Sea of Mercury and in the silver leaf trees you see there.
What a paradise this would be for our naturalists. Are these creatures harmful?
Nay.
They're as harmless as house pets.
Good. I can leave you, then.
What is it, stranger?
I don't know. The heat or the atmosphere is beginning to weaken me. I better get started while I can. Goodbye to both of you, and unless something happens to me, I'll be back very soon.
May the great being protect you, my son, and carry you safely.
Thank you, Thane. Goodbye, Lalo.
Farewell, noble stranger.
Good luck to you both. Up and away!
High in the air above Apollo, Superman pauses for a moment to wave to Thane and Lalo, two tiny figures on a mountain ridge above the Sea of Mercury. Then he turns and streaks away and presses onward with the speed of light into the terrors of space itself, bound homeward for Earth. We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Remember, gang, this is your last chance. The very last time I'll be telling you about that slick-looking Superman Crusader ring Kellogg's Pep is putting out for you. So get busy right now and send in for yours. Don't miss out because this ring identifies you as a part of Superman's crusade for good Americans. Makes you a Superman Crusader, too, like all your pals who'll be wearing Superman Crusader rings. And believe me, this ring is really terrific. Shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing out on the front and the word Superman Crusader right on the side. It's adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of sturdy metal with a durable silver-looking finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, here's what you do, and do it right away because this is your last day. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't wait, gang. Remember, this is the very last day. send for your Superman Crusader ring right away from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Homeward bound from Apollo, Superman has passed beyond the orbit of the planet, beyond its last vestige of atmosphere, and is now streaking through the awesome cavernous reaches of space itself. His amazingly keen eyes are fixed on the tiny green-tinted sphere of Earth, where it rotates on its axis between the white star of Venus and the lurid reddish glow of Mars. Eagerly, fully realizing the importance of his mission, Superman calls on his powerful muscles for their final ounce of speed, forgetting for a tiny moment that he is streaking across the path of the sun. Suddenly, he flashes through a vast prismatic shaft of half-light, feels himself immediately stricken as with a billion sharp hammer blows.
Oh.
His body becomes numb and his flight is slowed.
Oh. What happened? I'm stopping. I must go on. Away! Oh. I can't. My strength's leaving me again. Wait. Great Scott, not that way. I'm being drawn towards the sun.
Frantically, feeling his strength leaving him, seeing himself drawn toward the great, merciless white ball of heat which is the sun, Superman fights as he has never fought before, fights for his very life, knowing that if he is drawn into the violent, immeasurable X-rays of the sun, even he must be destroyed.
I must get away. I must. Pain. Apollo, all of the planet Apollo will be doomed unless I can save them. I must get back to Earth. I must. Away!
Grimly, desperately, Superman fights on. Fights against the immense power of the sun for his life and for the lives of the helpless human beings on Apollo, whose only hope lies with him. Who will conquer, Superman or the vast unmeasured powers in space? Don't miss Monday's thrilling and surprising episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in again on Monday, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Today, gang, we'd like to salute that swell organization, the Campfire Girls, in its 34th year. Regardless of race, color, or creed, the Campfire Girls offer a program of planned leisure time to girls from 7 to 18. And now, during their current membership march, there's a chance for every girl to join this group, which means fun and friendship to so many. So, to join up, you get in touch with the nearest office of the Campfire Girls. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. On a shivery morning, when your first idea is to beat it down to breakfast quick, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. That's when you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles, the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat, sort of sweet and mellow rich, and so good for you. Mom knows that. So when you think of something toasty on a cold morning, think of Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.